In rapid order, he fought the ladder along the shelves and took out another half dozen books. Nuclear physics. Congressional hearings on missile installations. The scandals of nuclear mismanagement. Nuclear deterrent strategy. Uranium. Hope or hell. And nuclear waste and pollution. There were more, but he felt rushed, and the seven books were heavy for a man about to run.
I don't see any pictures.
Johnny quickly pushed the ladder along. He grabbed a book, Colorado Scenic Wonderland, glanced at it, and gave it to Turl.
That's more like it, animal.
Turl was pleased with the gorgeous views of mountains, particularly since many were purple, and the aging ink had turned bluish.
More like it.
Turl put the books in a sack.
Let's see if we can locate the relief map.
He gave the leash a yank that almost tumbled Johnny off the ladder. But Turl didn't lead the way to another floor right then. He wandered over to the door first and seemed to be listening. Then he came back and went up some stairs. There was a relief map laid out on display, possibly not a permanent fixture. Turl knelt down and looked at it searchingly. Johnny, keyed up as he was made very uneasy by the colored relief map. It showed the nearby mountains very accurately by his estimation. The passes and high peak were plain. And there was the meadow of the village in plain sight. Of course, the map had been made ages before there was a village, but still, there it was. It made Johnny nervous. He knew the recon drone must have spotted it long since, and that Turl undoubtedly had pictures of it. There, also, was the long canyon, and Johnny knew he was looking at the location of what he had taken to be an ancient tomb. He looked as closely as he could without calling it to Turl's attention. No, there was no tomb or anything else marked at the head of that canyon. As a slight diversion, he traced out with his finger some of the letters. Rocky Mountains, Pike's Peak, Mount Vale. Then he saw that he needn't have bothered to dissemble. Turl's attention was glued on a deep, long canyon. A talon was carefully tracing a cliff face and the river below it. The monster, seeing Johnny was watching, quickly traced some other canyons in the same way. But he came back to that one canyon. Turl stiffened for a moment, head jerking up. Then he became very bland.
Seen all you want, animal?
Johnny was happy to get him away from the relief map. It was too much like Turl staring down at Johnny's people. Turl went down the stairs toward the front door, pools of ancient dust stirring as he walked. The sound of their footsteps had obscured it. Johnny was certain he heard the hoof strike of a horse.